Tervetuloa Jenkkipulinaa podcastiin, joka vie sinut matkalle Amerikkaan. Tämän podcastin kautta sä pääset tutustumaan erilaisiin kulttuureihin, arjen kommelluksiin ja vaihtuvien vieraiden menestystarinoihin. Mä olen Laura Kalev, markkinoinnin ammattilainen, joka teki täyskäännöksen elämässään ja muutti Suomesta Amerikkaan. Tämä podcast antaa sinulle eväitä ulkomailla asumiseen, opiskeluun, työelämään ja ihmissuhteisiin. Uudet jaksot ilmestyvät Suomen aikaan tiistaisin 6:00 aamulla. Podcastia sä pääset seuraamaan Instagramin kautta Jenkkipulinaa podcast. Uuden jakson ilmestyttynä saat notifikaation puhelimeesi, kunhan muistat käydä klikkaamassa kellonkuvaa Spotifyssa. Jakson lopuksi voit jättää Spotifyssa arvostelun tähtien muodossa, se auttaa saamaan podcastille lisää kuulijoita. Nyt on aika hypätä uuden jakson pariin. Nyt mä aloitan ensin suomeksi kertomaan, eli tänään meillä on podcast-vieraana Jade Ventoniemi, ja tämä jakso tulee olemaan englanniksi. Welcome to the podcast, Jade Ventoniemi. She's a talented social media content creator living in Finland. She's also a marketing professional and spinning instructor who moved from the US to Finland. Nice to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me. Great introduction in Finnish and English, so lovely to chat today.
This is actually the first episode in English for my podcast, so I think the audience will be a little bit surprised, but it's all right. And
yeah,
I think
it's going to be like a punch in the face.
Exactly. So I was like, oh, actually, maybe I should say something before we start.
Good idea.
Could you tell me something about yourself, Jade?
Yeah, so try to make it brief. My name is Jade, like you said, but of course my given name was Jade. I am from Atlanta, Georgia, USA, which is down south. And I moved to Finland 5 years ago. And when I was in the US, my identity revolved around basketball for the longest. I played basketball throughout university. I worked really hard to get to university for basketball, as you know. University is very expensive in the US, so that was my big whole career and life in US. Then I met a lovely Finnish man 1 year in university and then swept me off my feet and we moved to Finland, and I can talk about that more later. But now I'm a little bit of a different person. I really enjoy nature. I enjoy trying new things, doing different sports, and these are all things I never did in the US. So I'm a little bit of a different version of me now, but overall, energetic person who sees the positive things in life, American living in Finland.
This is so exciting. I remember reading about your story and following you on Instagram and kind of seeing like how the life looks like in Finland from your point of view, and I have found it very interesting and really I think that it has also taught me a lot of things about Finland, even though I'm Finnish, but just putting it out there. So you were telling about like, how did you move to Finland because you met your husband or boyfriend?
Yes. Okay, yes, husband. Now husband.
Yes. So how did you end up to moving to Finland? Like, did you consider that you would move to any other country with your husband? Or was it like, okay, we're moving to Finland and that's what we're going to do?
Yeah, so I always had this feeling back when I was in school that I wanted to live in a different country. I had never visited another country. So for some reason, that was in the back of my head. And I would talk about it sometimes, like, I want to move to Australia. I want to move to somewhere. Never had heard of Finland. Sounds bad. Before meeting Henka is my husband's name. Before meeting him. So I knew nothing about Finland. Met him. Learned about Finland. I visited a couple of times for a month at a time before I actually moved here. And then when he was finishing his last year of university, we were talking about what's next. We knew we wanted to get married. And for us, it made the most sense to go to Finland because he had his career lined up to play professional basketball here in Finland. And for me, I also just graduated university and I didn't have a specific career I wanted to do. So I knew I could kind of figure it out and anywhere. Like, that's the kind of person I am. I kind of can figure out anything wherever I go. And yeah, so Finland was the answer because his family is here. Basketball, professional basketball contract. And I had visited and loved it. So those are the factors that made us say, yeah, Finland, why not? Of course, hard to leave my family, so that's a part of it. But overall, It was a clear decision.
So you said you have never traveled outside of US before you moved to Finland. Is that...
The same year I met my husband was also the same year I went out of the country for the first time somewhere else, which was Dominican Republic. And it's funny because I met him as soon as I came back from Dominican Republic. But when I went to Dominican Republic, I was so in love. I'm like, oh, I want to live here. Oh, I want to marry someone here. Oh. Like just, you know, fantasy. And there wasn't really like anyone I was talking to. But yeah, so I like the first time I left the country, I like fell in love with a different country. And the same thing happened when I went to Finland.
I see.
So the same year, coincidentally, that I left the country for the first time, I also met my foreign husband.
This is very fascinating because I feel like if you, as you said, if you travel to some country and then it's like so exciting to kind of like see new culture, just how things work. And then you're like, hey, I could live here. Or if I would travel to like, I don't know, France or Spain or somewhere, I'm like, oh, actually, I could consider moving here. So, yeah,
exactly.
That's pretty much how it happens.
And that's how it was for me. It wasn't anything too like serious, like me checking all the requirements. How is the welfare and how are the living conditions? It's just like, I've seen it.
Yes.
Looks good. And sounds good from what I hear.
Well, now when you have been living in Finland for how long, actually? I forgot to ask.
This will be my fifth year in Finland.
Okay. Wow. It's pretty long time, actually.
It is. It feels long and it feels short all at the same time. And maybe, you know, you feel the same living in a different country. Like, it just all blurs together. And I don't know if it feels like time is flying or going slow, but a little bit of everything. But yeah, can't believe it's my fifth year because it's a big year when you are living. You can apply for citizenship when you're living in Finland for 5 years continuously. So this year is something that I have thought about since my first year moving. So it's like really cool that I'm here living it. My Finnish is better. I have friends. I feel comfortable. I have hobbies. I have a job. So it's like, hey, this fifth year that I was dreaming of is quite nice.
Congratulations, because that's a huge thing. And yeah, I don't know. It's just like something that you think about, as you said, like the first year, then you're like, okay, in 5 years, I hope this will happen. And now you're already there. So congratulations.
Thanks. Feels really good. And like you said, it's just like, you know, you ask yourself this or people ask you, it's like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And some things are better than I imagined and some things are the same and some things are different. But yeah, just nice to still be kicking, so to say.
Yeah. Have you faced any culture shocks? Because like US and Finland are completely different, I would say, at least what I have experienced
for sure
living here. So how is your experience then in Finland?
Yeah, so with the culture shocks, I have to go back to my first year because now I feel so adapted. And also one of my friends was asking me the other day, like, do you feel more Finnish or more American? And I feel like I have such a Finnish side too, so like now so many things are just normal. But flashing back to my first year, I did have a lot of culture shocks and a lot of questions too. So like, for example, the one of the biggest culture shocks was the difference in socialization. So for example, where I'm from in the US, in the South, we're known for Southern hospitality. Like, you never meet a stranger, you smile at people, you wave to people. If you're in an elevator with someone, you ask, how's your day going?
Yes.
I like your shoes. You just talk and smile. So coming here, there was that culture shock at first when I'm at a grocery store and the cashier doesn't smile or she doesn't like make eye contact. I'm like, you know, like you start to question things. You're like, oh, is she racist? Not necessarily, but just like when you have no idea how another culture acts, you start to kind of think the worst and you're like, oh, did I do something wrong? Do I look weird? And those kind of things. So that was like a big culture shock is now I appreciate it differently. Like, it's okay to be quiet. It's okay to not smile when you don't feel like it. So that's, I've adapted it now, but the first year it was a culture shock, like thinking people were sad or mad or things like that. And that's something I tell my international friends now, like, it's hard to make friends anywhere, but if you only take a Finnish person for their face value, like, you might never get to know them if you're just saying they're mean or they look like they don't want to talk to you. But once you talk to them, they're really nice. But anyways, that was a little tangent about the one culture shock. But so the first one, not so much smiling, not so much eye contact. Mm-hmm. The next culture shock, of course, are things like just home things. The recycling, I like it a lot, but that's very different to, like, have to be aware of all the different ways to sort things. And also in the US, I don't know if you have it, but we have garbage disposals in the sink, like where you turn on that switch and you can put food down the drain.
Yes, we have it, but we also have, like, compostables that we just, like, have it separately.
Okay.
So it's not, like, the main thing we would use.
Okay.
But, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah, so that was a culture shock in the kitchen because, you know, like, usually you just stuff the food down the drain and then it's like, no, you put it in the bio or you put it in the trash can or something. So that was something. And the saunas, who knew that a whole culture, a whole country could be, like, so in love and identifying with the sauna experience. And the first time I tried one, I was quite scared, to be honest. I was like, is this safe? Am I going to die? This is so hot. Like, what is going on?
Yes.
And then this other side of that is going naked, which is, like, now, again, fine, normal. I don't think twice about it. But at the beginning, I'm like, oh, is that weird to go naked with my mother-in-law? I mean, I guess not. But, yeah, so that was weird. And how just kind of, you know, everyone's comfortable with each other naked in the family. And, yeah. So those are some small culture shocks. Another culture shock is how quiet it is in public places. Like, you can walk on the street in your neighborhood or kind of in the city, really, and you wouldn't even know. Yeah, you wouldn't even know you're in a city. Or you can walk in a mall and you might think all the shops are closed because it's so quiet. So that's something very different. And, like, again, at first, it really is a shock because I'm like, oh my gosh, are we allowed to be in here?
Yes.
Am I allowed to talk? Am I allowed to breathe? And a couple of times, well, recently even, me and my husband have been at, like, a restaurant. And he's like, hey, why are you, like, well, you don't have to yell. And I'm like, I'm not yelling. And I'm like, do you want me to whisper? This is so, it's just so funny. So that's very still relevant sometimes where it's so quiet. You're like, can you talk at all?
Oh, that's interesting. But I can imagine this happening because, like, meanwhile, here in the US, I sometimes miss the quietness of just things in general because it just, it's not in the culture. And then, I don't know, maybe I'm just, like, super sensitive for, like, sounds or something because being Finn. Mm. And then sometimes I just pretty much put my noise-canceling, you know, AirPods in, like, public places because I'm just okay, now I can just...
Yeah, you probably have to really find the quiet places, which isn't often and isn't guaranteed. Like, if you go to a park... You know, you're like, oh, I just want to, like, in the U.S., you're like, oh, I just want to relax and have a peaceful thing. But it's like, that's not even guaranteed this if you go to a park.
Yesterday we went hiking and, you know, you go hiking, you're like, oh, I'm in the woods and I'm enjoying. And all of a sudden, like, some lady just, like, has, like, music, like, blasting. And then I'm like, but we're in the forest.
Yeah, yeah, this is a sacred place. Don't you understand?
So sometimes that's like the thought process, like, oh, but it's not that way here and I just have to accept it. And then I just, like, maybe let them go first and wait some time and then I have my peaceful moment.
Yeah, so. And then the next one comes. But it is something I do, I miss it sometimes. Of course, there's more perks to the quietness than not. But sometimes I miss it, like, you know, just people, like, kind of alive and, like, you know, people playing music, like, at the, like, sometimes in Atlanta, we would go, I remember I was with my husband and we went to, like, this wing place, like, hot wings place. And it's just entertainment. Like, this one lady was yelling at this lady on the phone and this other customer is coming in and also, like, what's going on? It's like just a TV show, like how loud people are and all the entertainment. So that's fun every now and then. And sometimes I'm like, I miss the action.
I can understand what you mean by this, because for me, living in the US, it's also like getting used to the small talk, getting used to, oh, I actually can talk about stuff without thinking about it too deeply, you know. If I'm in Trader Joe's, I can share my favorite recipe of salmon soup while I'm basically putting my groceries to my Marimekko bag. And then it's like, first I remember I was like so scared. I was probably like nervous about making mistakes, saying something stupid. But then I was like, I just let it go. I just let it go. And then I just like, now I am pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
But again, it's like, culture shock, kind of like the opposite, that I'm not used to like being as talkative.
Yeah, it's very active. Like you kind of always have to be, you don't have to be, of course, you don't have to always engage, but like you kind of have to be ready at all times. Like you never know what someone's going to say. You never know what story they're going to tell. And I think also, like, I've noticed here that I am really, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but I'm really good at like holding conversations with anyone anytime and like making sure everyone's like involved in the conversation, because I can like pick, like you were saying, the salmon soup when you're packing the bag. Like there's always some connection point, and that's what kind of you are used to when you're in the US, because especially in the South, you're like expected to make conversation or else it's rude or you're not respecting your elders in a way. So yeah, that's nice that you have gotten more comfortable with it.
It's very interesting topic, really, because it's like, again, like both are not like comfortable, but like uncomfortable zone. But then you still kind of figure it out. Oh, okay, this is how it works here. And I kind of just have to get used to that.
Yeah. And also it's been interesting for me because I've been trying to figure that out too. Like, okay, how much do I give into the Finnish culture and how much do I continue to be myself? And like, I still give people compliments because I can't hold them in. So like, if I'm at the S Market and someone has really pretty pink hair, I'm like, no, sulla on niin ihana hiukset. Like, and sometimes they look super like embarrassed, like, oh no, I'm so shy. But sometimes they smile. And, but so like, there's that balance also for me that I'm like, okay, I know these people aren't used to it. they don't expect to talk to anyone, but it's just like my little energy that I give, even if it's not expected. So of course I respect, I don't talk to people in the elevator because no one wants to talk to that in the elevator. But if I'm feeling something very strong, I'm going to say it. So merging the cultures.
That's a good strategy. Yeah. And I feel like when I was living in Finland, I was like pretty much like the outgoing person who would say, oh, you have a kiva takki, you have a nice jacket on the street. And then that's pretty much who I am. So I feel like in Finland, I was like super, you know, outgoing and I was like not so traditional Finn in a way. So then here I also like, I'm used to giving compliments or getting compliments. Like yesterday on the hike, someone is like, oh, I love your like jacket. Where did you get it? And all of a sudden I'm just like
chit-chatting.
Yeah, this is Lululemon. This is that. You can find it in the store and everything.
So, oh, nice. Oh, that's cute.
Okay, then we could go to the next question. Has moving to a different country and culture impacted your mental or physical health in some way?
Yeah, I think I'll start with the easy one, physical health. So moving to Finland has impacted my physical health in positive ways because people walk everywhere.
That is right.
So I am unintentionally exercising, which I think is really nice. And of course, I exercise regularly anyways, but it's nice to kind of get your body moving. and to get out in nature naturally in a way that you're not like, okay, it's 6 o'clock, I'm going to go on a power walk, which is okay if you do that. But so yeah, so my physical health, I would say, has been positively impacted when I moved to Finland, just because people are so active here. Like, just on any given day, you can see so many sports happening, even in the winter. You can see cross-country skiing in the forest, but then you can see skating on the lake, but then you can see freaking parents pulling their kids on sleds, which is a workout. I don't know. I like, and they don't even look phased, but I know it's a workout. That's like,
yeah,
got to be at least 20 kilos. I don't know how much kids weigh, but anyways, but yeah, so people are very active. And then also I have been influenced to be active too. My husband's family, super athletic and sporty, and just for their whole life have done a lot of sports. So I also inherited that. Like, they've had a lot of different sports equipment that I can use and try. And I think that's something that's very Finnish, that, you know, everyone has the cross country, well, you know, not everyone, but a lot of people have cross country skis. They have the skates, they have downhill skis, they have bikes. So it's like, once you have it, you can, they have it for life. And that's what my in-laws, my husband's family, also had. So I had kind of a wealth of resources to get me into sports. So never rode a bike back home in the US unless it was for like an excursion, like, hey, let's go ride bikes by the beach, I'm gonna go rent a bike. And that was like my first time riding a bike in like 10 years. But anyways, yeah, so I started biking here, cross-country skiing for the first time, snowboarding for the first time, longboarding for the first time, skating. I've skated before. But yeah, so very physically impacted in a positive way. And the food, of course, it seems healthier. That's been good. Good positive physical thing. So my mental health has been also impacted by moving to Finland. I have always been a positive person, so I can't necessarily say that moving to Finland's made me more positive. It's helped me appreciate different like seasons outside and stuff in the sun. But overall, there's been, maybe this is where like the negative side comes in. I talk about a lot of the positive things on my channel, and that's how I feel. And that's how I feel all of the time, really. But looking back through my journey, there have been like negative times for myself mentally. And I'm really lucky that I've been able to have therapy here and not have to pay an arm and a leg for it. So to get to the point, one, the darkness. Nothing could have prepared me for it. People warn you a little bit about it, but I had no idea. And it was really hard. It's hard to get up in the morning, and it's hard to continue to have motivation when you look out the window and it's dark. And when it feels like the day is over, but it's not, it's only 3 o'clock. So that was really hard. And I didn't think it would affect me because I'm a positive person, but it did. And sometimes we're really harder than others, but thankfully my husband's really supportive. And like I said, I got to have some therapy sessions. So it's nice to talk to someone. And of course, the winter sports helps, like to be outside and doing something. And then the other thing that impacted my mental health was for like the first year, I was very much alone. I didn't have any friends besides my husband. And we lived in a small town called Uusi Kaupunki on the west side of Finland. And yeah, and I didn't have any friends, so I would wait for my husband to come home. I would go to his basketball games, and that was kind of it. And I would maybe go on walks, but yeah, so that was a hard time. And, but I was teaching English online, and I also taught English at a konsulaisopisto for like a month. So that was to like Finnish adults. So that was good. Like, I liked those little interactions, but I didn't have a lot of them. So that was kind of hard, tough mental challenges, but really glad I'm on the other side of it.
Yeah, I think it's important to, like, you know, acknowledge, like, that when you move abroad, it's that what can happen. Like, I can also relate that when I moved here, I didn't know anyone besides my husband. And then also getting to know new people when you're not working or studying in university or something. There is not too many moments, except, like, doing groceries, and then you just talk with like random people, but it's not like the same.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
You necessarily become best buddies right away. So
Yeah, that is tough. And yeah, sorry that you had to go through it too, but nice you also understand. And that's the thing that I think helps a little bit is that when you are moving abroad or have moved abroad, it's comforting to think that other people have also gone through it. And they're also yeah. on the other side too. So it's not like this isn't is how it's going to be forever. Like it's kind of sad now. But if you move, like you make some actions to get out of it, it might work. And then there was one more mental thing that I thought about that my Anopi pointed out, like during my first year, my mother-in-law, mm-hmm. she was, I started getting really like a little bit like anxious or nervous to talk to people, which yeah. like so isn't me. Like I was always been quite extroverted. I can kind of go up to anyone and talk, but we're at a basketball game. She's like, "Hey, go talk to those girls there." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, no, like I can't." And so I started like coming in my shell very much. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, but maybe that's normal too. When you go to a new country, you're not just like, "Hey, I own the place." So that's probably normal. Also.
Sounds very, very much normal. I think that I would have exactly the yeah. same thing. That's, I don't know, like, even though I speak English, I understand English, I still sometimes, like, just get this feeling, like, oh my god, but everyone else speaks so much better than, like, do they even understand me? Or sometimes people point out, like, oh, where is your beautiful accent from? And all these things, getting, you know, just nervous about, oh, so they notice my accent, so I might speak weird.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I bet that's very different being in the U.S. because your English is great and you do speak it. So it's like, yeah, when someone brings up the accent, kudos to you.
Or then I'm just, you know, in grocery store and then I'm asking like, hey, do you have dill? Do you have like this and that? And then they're like, just looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, what do you mean? Like, we mm-hmm. don't understand. And then I'm like, I thought that I'm just saying it like proper way, but apparently there is like some slight slight difference that's or like banana, like sometimes with this word, especially if I put the stress in the wrong part of the word, people don't get it. And then yeah. I'm like, it's yeah, my yeah. fault, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine that. And I feel like in US also, you know, we are a little bit more really into the American English. So even if a British person comes and says something, we're like, what? What is that? So I can only imagine the pronouncing it differently.
Okay. What is something that you miss from the US? Like, are there some foods mm-hmm. or just like, well, the culture wise, mm-mm. probably?
Just the food. I miss the food so much. This is always my answer. I miss the food so much. I miss Chick-fil-A. I miss Waffle House. I miss being able to drive to one shopping, like a strip mall or like an area, and there's a bunch of restaurants there. And you can do whatever restaurant you want. And you can get food for everyone, different places. So I miss yes. a lot the eating out culture, the dining out culture.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's good for my wallet now that I don't eat out so much, but yeah. And then I miss like types of food. Like I miss Cajun, Southern style seafood, like crab boil and like Cajun seasoning on shrimp. And then I miss just fried food combinations, chicken and waffles, or like I said, Chick-fil-A and the breakfast. Every restaurant has a breakfast menu basically. And like, you can drive through coffee shops aren't a thing in Finland, Laura. Did you know that?
Yeah, I think I haven't utilized like the drive through culture here, but I know that really? Many people appreciate it. Like you can go to the bank without getting out of your mm-hmm. car and all these things. Yeah. But I think I'm just that one. I'm so Finnish, I guess, that I'm just used to like, you know, walk.
Oh gosh, yeah. So I really miss drive-through coffee, because here in Finland, well, all your listeners maybe have lived in Finland or at least know about Finland, But you gotta walk into the coffee shop, park your car, or, you know, walk. And it's not convenient. I mean, again, it's nice to slow down. But, like, if you're on your way to work and you're like, oh, I just want a quick coffee.
Yes.
No chance. You gotta find parking. Nah, 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 nah. So, yeah, I miss the food and the convenience of the food. And Amazon. I miss Amazon US, how you can have same day shipping, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And everything you could ever want.
Yeah.
Amazon. So the consumerism aspect I miss in the good old USA.
I have got used to Amazon as well. And I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but I also expect to have it like.
Isn't that crazy?
Away.
Like the time we live in. But yeah, Finland needs to have their own Amazon. So now I order from Amazon Germany. But yeah,
okay.
Those are the main things. Of course, I miss my family and my mom. But I think that's another thing that why I don't have a lot of homesickness. I never had a lot of friends in the U.S. I had some good ones, but they none of them really lived near me anyways. So I think I've made so many friends here in Finland that, like, you know, more friends than I have had in the U.S. So, but yeah, so I miss my family in the U.S. too. Along with the food and Amazon.
I had one more question about this food topic.
Mm-hmm.
Have you then found any, like, even close, you know, some restaurants in Finland that you're like, okay, this sort of reminds me of home? Or is everything just like, it says, American restaurant, and then you're like, well, this is not at all American?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I haven't thought about until now. And the answer is I have not found any restaurant that reminds me of home.
Okay.
Of course, there's foods I like there. Yeah, no. But there are some different products. And I was thinking about doing a video like this. I don't know technically who the target audience is, but you have to have lived in America to understand. But there's some products that I have tried that remind me of the U.S. version. Like, there's this, is it Saarioinen sinappi salaatti kastike? It tastes like Wendy's honey mustard. I don't know if you have Wendy's in Seattle.
I think we have, but I haven't been there.
Okay, I love Wendy's. Yeah, love Wendy's. But yeah, anyways, and then there's something else that reminds me of. Because, you know, the big thing that a lot of Americans miss here is, like, the ranch. Because you can't really find American ranch here.
Maybe you can find in some, like, bigger stores that they have, like, American food section, but then the price is probably, like, 5 times more.
Yeah. But that is something that did make me feel really good, was, like, buying the box cake mix from the American aisle at the store that was so much money, and making some cupcakes with it. So that felt nice.
Yes.
That felt like home. But yeah, no restaurants yet I've tried that truly feel like it reminds me of U.S. food. Not
well,
at
here
all.
Is an opportunity.
Please.
Maybe you can pitch, like, this idea, you know, I don't know, some restaurant in Finland.
American search.
Exactly. Or someone who is thinking about starting a restaurant in Finland with American food. And then you can be, you know, the expert, like, this is what you should have in the menu.
Yeah, it'd be really nice. Yeah, I miss it a lot, and I haven't found anything like it. Like, I've had good barbecue. I have. I've had some good fried chicken. I've had good, you know, like, other food, but it just doesn't really feel like the American version. But it's really good.
Yeah. Just gotta keep looking, I guess.
Gotta keep looking. And also, of course, in Helsinki, there's a lot more restaurants, and I live in Lahti, so so the search will continue for sure.
Yeah. Makes sense. Well, how about then the work-life balance in Finland compared to US? Do you have any thoughts about that? Any experiences?
Yeah. So I only worked for 1 year after university. In Finland, only worked for 1 year after university in USA, and that was as, like, a front desk assistant, so kind of like a secretary, answering calls, booking appointments, customer service, and so every different job is different, some corporate levels, some service people, but I only have the service experience. And so far, big differences. And also what I hear from other people, big differences as far as work-life balance. Work always comes first. Someone can call you at any time of the day or night, and that you're expected to answer and give support. And the place I worked at, it was a wellness clinic. So we did massages and facials and other things. And it was open till 10 p.m. at night.
Wow.
And there was no different money benefit for working late at night or on weekends. And in Finland, typically you do get benefits, or not benefits, what is it called? Like extra pay for weekends, yeah. Sometimes extra pay for night shifts. We don't have that for most jobs. And yeah, and really here in Finland, the laptop closes at 4 or whatever time. And like, you won't hear back from the person until the next working day. And like, you shouldn't expect to hear back from them. The same if they're on vacation. Don't expect to hear back from them. But in the US, you're kind of always on call, which is silly, like when you're not a doctor. Like, again, I worked at a front desk and people would call me on vacation like, hey, Anne is here asking about her gift card. I'm like, okay, I'm on vacation. You have to figure this out some other way. So that way there is no line between work and life. And a lot of people make it their whole identity. And people will kind of, that'll be the first thing people ask you. Like, hey, nice to meet you. What do you do for work?
Yeah, I have figured this out here. And it's sometimes it's very weird. Because I guess I'm used to like, I guess before I was like moving from Finland to US, we had conversations about this topic with my peers, and then people kind of figured that they're saying like, hey, actually now we're trying to like ask less about what people do for work, because it's kind of like, it's not the whole personality of the person, you know? It's like, you don't have to ask, like, because then there's always like this, I don't know how to explain, but there's always like something you, if someone says, oh, I'm a doctor, or I work in Aleppo, like in a grocery store, or I work in marketing. You always think, you always like get this thought about this
some
person.
Association. Yeah.
Exactly. So instead of asking through that, would be like asking something else that's not necessarily, you know, give this like associations to something.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I am also trying to do better with it, because I realized I asked you also right away, what do you do for the work, by the way, what's your day job? But yeah, but that's something interesting, and I think it is just ingrained in my culture. And like, and something I realized here in Finland too is that it's not so much about promotion and climbing the ladder and making more money. And I had to deal with that a little bit, because, you know, in US I would have had a promotion, I would have climbed higher, I would have had XYZ already, but, you know, in Finland maybe not so much. And then maybe it's a little bit more taboo to ask. Yeah. I remember I was telling my husband and mother-in-law like, hey, yeah, I'm thinking about asking for a raise and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, like, you know, people don't really do like ask for it. Yeah. And they were saying that also, like, oh, well, usually you wait until there's like a job opening for the promotion you want, and then like you can apply for it. So anyways, so I'm learning some of those things. So there's some differences with work-life balance, and then just also work dynamics. And of course, hierarchy is different here in Finland. You don't really call people by like their Mr., Mrs., Doctor, those things. So a little bit not so rigid as it is in the US.
Good points. I feel like I'm all the time learning these things as well from the other perspective.
Yeah.
Back to the food topic. Are there some Finnish foods that you have found good, or something that you didn't try before and then you tried it first and you was like, not my thing, but then eventually you start to like.
Yeah, I love Finnish food. So even though I miss my American food a lot, I do really love Finnish food. And I feel like the lunches in Finland at the buffets are always like the best to kind of have everything. And kind of you get more of the traditional food there.
Yeah.
But my favorite dish is kaalikärryle and kaalilaatikko. I love the cabbage. I don't know.
I love it too.
I guess I like cabbage at home. But anyways, I've never had those dishes before. And those are my favorite. And makaronilaatikko, it's fine. But I think we ate it so much when I moved here. I'm like, okay, I'm kind of done with it now. I won't make it anymore. I used to make it maybe like once a week or once every two weeks the first year. But now I'm done with it and I haven't had it in a long time. And sisko mokrakeitto I like a lot. And I hear some people like really don't like it sometimes. So I'm like, oh, okay, I like it. So I'm really not picky, number one. And two, I kind of like everything that I can eat. I have some allergies. So I have never had lohikeitto because I'm allergic to fish, but I've heard good things. But I really like all the stuff I've tried.
Well, this wasn't in the questions that I asked you beforehand, but I'm just curious because, for example, I live with my husband. We both are from different cultures and then we kind of have like different foods from each other's cultures and then kind of like figure out combination of like these recipes and everything. So how about you have American recipes, then you have Finnish recipes, so do you make like from both kind of like cuisines, or how do you do it?
I am a creature of convenience. So I get this thing called ruokaboksi where they deliver the recipes and the ingredients to me. And so sometimes they're Finnish dishes, sometimes they're other. But overall, it's probably more Finnish just because I like to do what's easy and I don't like to convert cups to grams or cups to deciliters. It gets messy. So I'm like whatever's easiest. And I like Finnish food and I also can't really replicate my favorite foods from the U.S. So yeah, I'm not missing too much there. So mainly Finnish foods, actually. Maybe the first year we did more, a couple of things. I don't know. But I'm quite easygoing, so just whatever's easiest to make. Actually, my husband makes more American food in other cultures. And, like, he'll see recipes and he'll try it. So he's the one who brings the American food in.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I remember in Finland, I just went to have lunch somewhere and usually it's like, you know, 10 euros or 12 euros or something, the lunch. And then sometimes here, I wouldn't get a good lunch, you know, maybe some salmon, veggies, potatoes and stuff. And then that it doesn't cost like a ton of money. And then this concept doesn't exist really here. So that's also probably why we cook a lot of home. And then if you want to go outside, then it's like some better, in a way, like better restaurant to kind of like have the experience and everything.
Exactly. So. Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, we definitely don't have like a affordable and healthy lunch option. It's like you have to buy a la carte unless you want to go to a buffet, which American buffet, very different than Finnish buffet.
Yeah.
It's like freaking, I was just talking about this other day, like 20 tables of like every type of food you can think of. And, you know, it's not necessarily healthy. And like the salad section at an American buffet is like half a table. But then like in a Finnish buffet, it's like a table and a half is like all the salad things, which is really nice, but very different.
Yeah, always when like traveling anywhere or living abroad, you just understand like things work so differently. Oh, this is how it could be. Or there's like many situations in the US as well. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Like, why it's not like this in Finland? Or then in Finland, it could be like in the US it was. So again, pros and cons.
Really. It's interesting to think like, okay, who decided this? And who thought it wouldn't be a good idea? So yeah, it's nice to see the difference. I think that's one of the really cool things about living in another place. And, you know, that some of my friends, you know, don't get to experience or don't understand because they never lived somewhere else. And my mom visited Finland. That was her first country she ever has been out of the country to Finland to visit me. Yeah. And so her culture shocks were very strong because she mm-hmm. had really no preconception of like what it's like for someone to have a whole different culture. Like, yeah. So everything was kind of like, you know, quite shocking and like confusing. Like, okay, why would they do it like this? Like, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, well, we're in a different country, in a different continent, with a different language yeah. and different resources. So, yeah.
Well, we both live abroad, but I'm always curious to see other perspectives. Like, is there some advice that you would give to anyone who is planning to move abroad or who is already living abroad and kind of figuring yeah. still things out?
Good question. I think first I'll speak to the person who's living abroad and trying to figure things out, to just remember that, you know, the good things will come and the bad things aren't permanent. And as long as you keep moving towards who you want to be and like the life you want to live, it's going to be okay. Like, it's going to be hard, but it's going to be okay. And you'll surprise yourself once you start taking actions that feel good. And for me, that meant like getting into hobbies, like, okay, getting out of my comfort zone and going to a fitness class, or getting out of my comfort zone and I wanted to be a spin instructor here in Finland. But okay, my Finnish isn't great and I've never been a spin instructor, but I went to a studio anyways to like ask, and hey, now I've been a spin instructor. So like yeah. when you start taking those bold moves to do things that excite you, things will get better, and to do those. And for the people considering moving abroad, I think if you have a little feeling in your heart that says go, 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 then you should, and things will figure itself out. And you can't have everything prepared before, but if you can visit ahead of time, okay, of course, that's great. But I do have to say I am really privileged to have a husband who is native to this country, because a lot of things are very easy, a lot easier for me. I can have his help when I go to the bank. I can have his help when I'm at the store. But a lot of people who are super brave and go by themselves have to figure it out all themselves. And I think, you know, they deserve a round of applause. But also that you can do it too. And you can find people to help. So, of course, I'm speaking from a perspective of I had a built-in buddy. But also for people who don't have a built-in buddy, find your person that can help you.
Very inspiring, Jade. And, well, you're super brave as well, in my opinion, that you moved different countries, which is completely different from the US, as we have covered in this episode. I'm going to double-check if I have gotten any questions from the audience, so just a moment. Unless we covered everything. Mm-hmm. Well, we covered. What's your favorite Finnish food? It was kaalikärleet, kaalilaatikko. Have you found it difficult to get friends in Finland?
Yeah, I guess at first it is difficult to get friends in Finland. It's difficult anywhere when you're an adult.
It is. Yeah.
And my first year was like evidence of that. I didn't have any friends my first year besides a couple of senior citizens, but they were really nice. But anyways, but yeah, but you have to put yourself out of your comfort zone. You have to take the action. You can't wait until someone knocks on your door and says, hey, let's be friends. So it's hard to make friends, but it's not impossible.
Yeah. I would also like say that the hobbies, if you like reading, join a book club. Mm-hmm. If you like Pilates, go to Pilates studio or yoga or something. So again, like some find the friends through the things you already would do in your home country in a way. Or then just try something new.
Yes, I agree.
And then did you visit Finland before moving or was it the first time? And was it that you visited before?
Yes, I visited Finland twice before moving here. Both times in the summer, and people warned me like, okay, you were here in the summer, but the winter's completely different. And surely it was, but I'm glad I visited in the summer.
Well, those were all the questions. And thank you so much for being guest in the podcast. It was very nice to hear from your experiences because, again,
we are sort of in a similar situation, even though we kind of swapped countries.
Is your husband American or Finnish?
He's actually originally from Russia.
Okay.
But he has lived here like 12 plus years.
Oh, nice. So we swapped the other way. But yeah, it's been really nice on here. Thanks so much for having me, and really proud of all you're doing with the podcast and shining a light on different cultures. So keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. And yeah, maybe we see you in Finland someday.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yes. Thank you for visiting this podcast and giving all your advice and everything. So
thanks so much.
Yeah. Goodbye, Yede.
Can't sleep at night, I'll be the one that would hold you tight. Whatever emptiness inside, I fill it up, make you feel alright. Cause I'm never giving up on you. Cause I'm never giving up on you. I know.